When 16-year-old Hayley Westenrau released her debut album, Pure, in 2004, it was a sensation, first in her native New Zealand, then worldwide, hitting the top 10 in 11 countries. She's sung for President Bush, Prime Minister Tony Blair, Her Majesty the Queen, four times. Now, at the ripe old age of 24, Hayley Westenrau is releasing her fifth studio album, and she's teamed up with none other than Ennio Morricone. ...82-year-old film composer Ennio Morricone scored several of Sergio Leone's spaghetti westerns, including The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Also Morricone's, the score for The Mission, and a personal favorite, Cinema Paradiso. He's now orchestrated, composed, and conducted Hayley Westenrau's new CD, Paradiso. It includes a number of songs from Morricone's most beloved scores, including Would He Even Know Me Now from Cinema Paradiso. That's Would He Even Know Me Now, lyrics by Don Black, music by Ennio Morricone, sung by Hayley Westenrau. Her new CD is Paradiso. She joins us from the Argo Network Studios in New York. Hayley, Ennio Morricone.
Yeah. Can you believe it? It was just incredible having that opportunity to make an album with, you know, this living music legend.
Were you a fan of something like Cinema Paradiso before this?
Yeah. Cinema Paradiso actually is my... favorite film of all time. Mm-hmm. There's some of his work that I wasn't quite so familiar with, like the spaghetti westerns. I hadn't really got around to watching those, so I did my homework. And surprisingly, I really enjoyed the films. I thought they'd be boy films, but even girls can enjoy them too.
Well, when Morricone, gets involved, there is that something lush and wonderful that happens. And
yeah,
Cinema Paradiso is our favorite as well. Let's listen to another song and well-known from that movie, Profumo di Limone, and lyrics by Maria Morricone.
That's right, his wife. She wrote lyrics to this piece, and it's a very nostalgic song. It's about the lemon scent of Italy, and so it's about a longing for one's home country and how, a scent can bring back so many memories.
Say to you, what kind of, you obviously bring to this your own enormous talent, but what did he impart to you?
The music encouraged me to dig deeper than I've ever sort of dug before, it was really important to get to the core of every song, and, even when I thought I'd sort of given my all, and I was encouraged by the maestro to try again, and, I'd surprise myself. I was like, oh, actually, yeah, wow, I can give more. Hmm. And at times he'd come into the studio with me and into the vocal booth, and, he'd be sort of pointing his finger at me and, just to, make sure that I was giving my all. And he knew exactly what he wanted, which was really helpful. What was quite interesting is that, he kind of sees the voice as an instrument. And so he kind of, with his arrangements, my voice was just kind of one of the instruments of the orchestra. And so, in comparison to my previous albums where the orchestra's provided more of just an accompanying role, with this album, he had my voice weaving in and out of the orchestra, and at times the orchestral arrangement was more important than what my vocal was doing.
Well, we have another example from the new CD, of Paradiso, of when your voice does just that. In fact, it is pretty much blended with the instruments because you don't really have lyrics. This is Once Upon a Time in the West, of course, from Sergio Leone's terrific movie.
Thank you.
Hayley Westenra, Ennio Morricone also wrote songs for you, a couple on this new CD, Paradiso. Let's listen just a little of one of them. How do we say this? Lezioni?
Lezioni di musica, which is music lesson.
That explains everything.
That explains the piece.
Let's listen.
Do re mi fa sol mi re do si do re mi fa re do si do re mi fa sol mi re do si do re mi fa re do si do re mi fa sol la si do re mi fa sol la si do re mi fa sol la si do re mi re do si la sol fa mi re do.
It's very different from his other pieces. It's like it's very lighthearted, and certainly it really adds to the album. It really is a little ray of sunshine.
Yeah. Well, one of the pieces, it comes from one of the most profound movies, The Mission, the 1986 film, probably one of Ennio Morricone's most famous scores. And he gave you permission to write the lyrics to Gabriel's Oboe. Was this was it intimidating?
A little, yeah. I'd written lyrics for one of the pieces, Milena, just because lyrics need to be written, so I thought I'd have a shot at them at writing them myself, and I submitted my efforts to the Morricone team, and then, you know, the word came back that he really, really liked them and wanted me to write some more. So I then went on to write lyrics to this beautiful piece. For me, it's I wanted just to, the music kind of encouraged me to write lyrics of hope. And so it's a song of hope, I guess, for a better world.
Whispers in a dream.
Hayley, you're 24. This is quite something to have this under your belt.
Yeah, I guess it is, really. It's something I still can't quite, you know, I still can't quite believe that I've had the opportunity to work with the maestro. This, you know, he really is a living, you know, music legend. But, you know, it's I feel like I started in the music industry age 13 when I signed to Universal Music New Zealand. And so I feel like I've got a lot of experience now, you know, behind me, so I felt like I was ready for an opportunity like this.
New Zealand soprano Hayley Westenra, her new CD Paradiso, a collaboration with film composer Ennio Morricone, with lyrics to many of his songs by Alan and Marilyn Bergman, Tim Rice. Look, there's one from Joan Baez. lyrics by Joan Baez, the song Here's to You. Hayley, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
No, thank you, Robin. It's been a pleasure.